According to Chief Inspector Melita Warswick of Greater Manchester Police, this is part of a broader shift in crowd policing in the UK, away from the notion of enforcing public order towards an emphasis on public safety. It's really important to have the right people communicating with crowds, she says. This is about building on policing with consent, and knowing that if we don't manage that right, it could result in disorder. It's also about learning to step back rather than aggressively intervening at the first opportunity. Sometimes taking no action is the right way, says Warswick. It's an approach that police in Glasgow have put into action for recent matches between Rangers and Celtic. Following advice from academics, they will now just allow fans to jeer at each other for a while because they know that's part of the ritual and won't intervene unless it starts to get violent. Up to a point, at least, they trust the crowd members to self-regulate. While this sounds like progress, the reality does not always match the rhetoric. Even Extinction Rebellion, which initially attempted to cultivate a friendly relationship with the police and sought mass arrest as a tactic, later decried the Met's overreach characterised by systemic discrimination, routine use of force, intimidation and physical harm in hundreds of cases last year. Even more recently, the Met's use of COVID-19 social distancing legislation to make arrests at Sunday's Black Lives Matter protest in London suggests that many elements in the police remain unwilling to step back from the crowd. In place of the open crowd, nowadays we have come to understand a congregation of people primarily as a money-making opportunity. There is no greater evidence of the attenuated, monetized nature of the 21st century crowd than the rise of the events industry. Events in themselves are, of course, not new inventions, but there are events, dear boy, and then there are events. Usually sponsored, probably with an admission fee, probably with a range of media partners, good for city branding, good for tourism, orderly, pre-agreed, surveilled and dispersed at the agreed time. They have become an integral part of the contemporary city, the reimagining of its citizens as income-generating instruments.